Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. What's up, everyone? Happy, happy Thursday. I pray you all have had a great week. Y'all, we are officially out of the month of May and into the month of June. And I don't know about you, but I'm super excited to begin this new month, y'all. We are literally in the half of the year. We are in halftime. We are literally at the halfway point, and it is time for us to get a lot of things in order, which is what prompted this podcast episode. But before we even get to those things, let's get into some quick affirmations. And I'll always say this every episode. The reason why we do affirmations is because we believe in the importance of decreeing a thing so that we can see it manifest on earth. Our words have power. The more we say things, the more we'll be able to see those very things that we're saying. For instance, if we're wanting a specific amount of money in our bank accounts, it's time we got to start saying, you know what, I have $10 million in my bank account, and say that every single day. And I promise you, surely but surely, you'll begin to see those $10 million in your bank account. But I digress. Let's get into the affirmations and repeat after me. I am disciplined. I am consistent. I am not lazy. I will execute. And I am organized. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. All right, y'all, as I mentioned, we are literally at the halfway point. We are at halftime. And what does that mean? It's time for us to do some reevaluating. It's time for us to really assess and see where we are with completing and executing those goals that we set out to execute at the beginning of the year. I know a lot of us, you know, oftentimes can just lose sight of those visions that we had on our vision board. We may have had all of that motivation and energy during the first half of the year, or excuse me, even the first quarter of the year. But now looking back, we tend to have gotten or lost sight of those visions and those goals throughout those April, March, or even May months. And so this is the month of reset. We are resetting and realigning ourselves back to our intended vision for the year. And so what we're focusing on in today's episode is the importance of getting organized. Y'all, we need to get organized in this season, because without organization, we will not be effective. We will not be able to execute. We will not be productive. We'll be very wasteful with our time. And essentially what organization means is just being a better planner, having things planned out, having things prepared, having things, you know, at a state that's able to operate effectively. And when I think of organization, when I think of planning and preparation, the scripture that comes to mind is Luke 14, 28 through 30. And I'm going to read from the Message version. And it says this: is there anyone here who, planning to build a house, doesn't first sit down and figure the cost so you'll know if you complete it? If you only get the foundation laid and then run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you. He started something he couldn't finish, they would say. And I think that verse is so important, because it literally lays out or clearly displays the picture of the importance of being organized, the importance of planning, the importance of, you know, having that plan, that execution plan outline, so that we can truly begin to see the fruit of our goals that we've set out to accomplish at the beginning of the year. And so what does organization look like? Organization literally looks like you writing out or laying out those goals that you've had, certain projects that you want to execute, or or implement anything that you want to do within the year or within this current time, and then begin creating a plan to execute it. As the verse mentioned, for which of you, you know, for which of you plans to build a house but doesn't count out the cost? Which person sets out to accomplish a goal but doesn't then create a plan to as to how to execute it? You're never going to be impactful. You're never going to be effective. You're never going to execute on those goals if you do not sit out and get organized and plan out to execute it. And so that means it's time for us to get some things in order. It's time for us to begin to create schedules. It's time for us to begin adding deadlines and due dates to certain tasks that'll help us reach those goals that we have. You know, one of the things that I heard listening to a seminar is a vision is dead without a deadline. A goal is dead without a deadline. And so with that being said, we really, and I feel like I say this all the time, but I don't know, I feel like there's a reason why God consistently has me, you know, speak these things. It's because a lot of us are just walking around saying, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we want to do that. I want to write a book. I want to launch the business. I want to, you know, write a song. I want to open the boutique. I want to start doing here. I want to start doing all of these things. But where is the vision behind it? Where is the organizing behind it? And this is why it's really important for us to utilize this month of June to reset and realign ourselves back to our original vision. We have to get these things in order. We have to get some structures in place. I know a lot of us have a variety of different goals that we want to execute. And so what does that mean in terms of, you know, how do I better organize? One of the things that I enjoy, or one of the, not even enjoy, but one of the things that I think is so beneficial is creating a weekly schedule and saying, and, you know, dedicating certain days to certain goals. That way it won't allow you to get overwhelmed. It won't allow you to, you know, lose focus. You'll be able to dedicate all, you know, all your time on Monday to maybe expanding your business, and maybe you'll be able to dedicate all your time on Thursday to improving your social media, like things of that sort. We really have to take the time to be strategic and outline every single day that we have within this month to allow us to reach those goals, or paint the vision that will allow us to reach those goals that we set out to accomplish at the beginning of the year. It's time to get these things in order. It's time to get organized. It's time to get aligned. It's time to start, you know, taking those notes that we've had for so long, or the plan that we've been sitting on. It's time to really start putting some dates to it. It's time to start putting some things in folders. I know we can have a lot of different content in different places. No, it's now time for you to start creating folders for that content that you want to post. You know, on Monday, I'm going to post this. Or even, you know, here's the type of content that best align with, you know, expanding my fashion brand. And here's the content that best aligns with expanding my vision brand. And based on what I put in each folder, now I'm going to start scheduling these posts to start going live. That's essentially what organization is. It's creating a plan. It's getting prepared. It's not doing things haphazardly. It's not doing things any old type of way. It's being more excellent. Organization is literally the precursor of excellence. And as children of God, it's important for us to walk and operate in excellence. And so I say all that to say, y'all, it's time for us to really take this time, especially utilize this month of June, to really reflect and see where it is that you are on the timeline of your goals. Have you executed? What didn't you do? What has been working? What hasn't been working? Let's get some things in order. Let's get organized. It's time for us to stop playing on. It's just time for us to just stop playing, period. We're sitting on too much money. We're sitting on too many souls. We're sitting on too many people who really need what it is that we have. And so we really have to take this stuff seriously. And the first part of getting, or the first step into taking it seriously, is to getting better organized. And I know there are a lot of people who tend to say, hey, you know, I really suck at organization. I really suck at this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. Well, I'm here to help you. You know, you can click the link in my bio and schedule a consultation. We can literally help you get organized. We can literally take all the goals that you have and begin to create an actual strategy that will allow you to execute on it. And if you don't even want to do that, even go further and just say there's a lot of different project management tools that you can use. Asana, Basecamp, Monday, all of these things that you have all the tools available. I'm here as a resource. Google is here as a resource. We are here to help you so you do not have any excuse anymore. It's time to get it together. It's time to get organized and it's time to get busy. We do not have any time to waste anymore. We done wasted the past 6 months and I'm sick of it. I'm speaking to myself too. So let's get it. Let's get to it. I love y'all. Be blessed. And let's tackle this month. Let's tackle this year. We got it.